So this past week, I had the opportunity to travel to Chicago. Last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was in Chicago for the MAP seminar. And while I was there, I got there about almost a day early because of the flight schedule. It starts in the afternoon, and with the time change and the four-hour flight, there was just no way I knew I was going to make it on time. So I got there about a day early. So I had some time before the seminar, the morning before the seminar, to kind of enjoy some of the sights in Chicago. So I went to the Art Institute of Chicago. I don't know if any of you have ever been there. It's one of the very, very wonderful art museums in the world. In fact, as I was walking up, they had signs that said, "Best Museum in the World, rated 2013, 2014. 2015, question mark. You know, are we going to get it again this year?" So as I was sort of walking up to the museum, I saw that there were some Chinese Buddhist monks there out in front of the museum, and they were passing out these medallions to people, passing out medallions. And I was, you know, just walking up a few steps behind some local tourists from somewhere in the Midwest, maybe Wisconsin or Iowa or something, you know, and they sort of handed them, and they're like, "Oh, gee, thank you." And then the monk said, $20 donation, please." Oh. And the person was like, "Huh?" he tried to give it back, and they said, no, once you receive something from a Buddhist monk, it's very rude to give it back. And, you know, it's very important for you to give a donation for your good karma." He says, "Well, what am I donating for?" He says, "Oh, we're building a temple." He says, "Where is it?" "Oh, it's far away, up in the mountains. So you can't see it, but, you know, we're here, you know, asking you for a donation." And so apparently this is a thing I've heard about it in New York, and also I guess now in Chicago, where you have these kind of imposter Buddhist monks who go around, and they're, you know, they sort of look like monks, they have the appearance of monks, and they're offering the prospect of there's some Buddhist temple far removed, far off in the distance, where you can't see it, far outside of the city. So I thought, oh, this is kind of an interesting thing. Oh, here, you know, here in Chicago too. So I had a little chuckle, and then went into the museum, and I was sort of looking around in the museum. I'm always interested in the Asian art collections, of course, when I go to museums, and the Buddhist art. And they had a very interesting exhibit of maps from Japan, from the Edo period Japan. Interesting world maps and maps of Osaka. And I was looking at it, and you know, I've spent some time in Osaka. I'm kind of familiar with the city. And I was looking closely at it, at the map, and it's, you know, parts of it are labeled, and there's some explanations on the side. And it said, you know, you can see Osaka Castle, and I kind of knew where that is. And so it's sort of this big red blotch in the center of the city is Osaka Castle, kind of off to the right on this map I was looking to. And then there were these two other large blotches on the map, red kind of squares, that were like, well, these are two really important things. And so I was looking at them like, what are these? What are these? And so I pulled out my phone, as you do, and I sort of did a Google map of Osaka. And I sort of, you know, looked, okay, some of the rivers are still there, so you could sort of follow it. And one of them was what's called Kitamido, otherwise known as the Tsumura Betsuin. It's the main Honganji Betsuin, Ishi Honganji Betsuin. The other one is called Minami Mido, and that's the main Higashi Honganji Betsuin. So just like the center of Kyoto, the center of Osaka, there are these two large temples. And so I was sort of thinking about this, you know, our temples, not far off in the mountains where no one can see it, but right in the middle of town, here in San Mateo, right in the middle of town, many of your temples, Oakland, Palo Alto, San Francisco, kind of right in the middle of town, right? And that's characteristic of our tradition. And our people, our practicers, don't wear special robes, don't shave our heads, and much of the time, we just look like everybody else. Now, I often wear a samue when I come here to the temple, just so that when people come in, they know that I'm the minister and not the janitor. Although I am kind of the janitor too. But more than the janitor, also the minister. Or maybe less than the janitor, also the minister. When I went to one of my son's school activities yesterday, I was wearing, of course, my Parkside Elementary t-shirt to show my, you know, my school spirit. And one of the parents, because I usually drop him off in my sort of my Buddhist clothes, who figured out that I wasn't a karate teacher, but she said, I didn't recognize you without your get-up on. But, you know, I think that's our life of the Nembutsu. Nothing special, right? No special clothes. Temple's right in the middle of the town, right in the middle of daily life. And I think that our Buddhist Women's Organization is a wonderful expression of this. Much of what the Buddhist organization does in support of the Sangha are things kind of going on behind the scenes, not up there out front, but in many ways sort of the backbone of our organization, the backbone of our Sangha. And for us, and for many temples, this October is a month where we really foreground and celebrate the activities of the Buddhist Women's Association. We'll be having our Eshini, Kakushini, Lady Kujo, Lady Otani Memorial Service here in a couple weeks. And it's a time for us to reflect on this tradition in the midst of daily life, not far away, not separated from family, but in the midst of family, and really celebrating also the role and the leadership of our Buddhist women. So I thank all of you for taking the time to join us this afternoon, and I look forward to a wonderful meeting. If you haven't had an opportunity to offer incense, I invite you to do so, and then we'll gather in the Dharma room for our meeting. Please join me in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu, 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 Namo Amida Butsu.